Alright folks, wake up and win. It's your boy Jackson Reed here, bringing you another dose of daily pep talk goodness. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that's been swirling around our lives like a digital dust storm, the impact of social media on our mental health. Ever scroll through Instagram and feel like everyone else is living their best life, while you're stuck in your pajamas wrestling with laundry? Or find yourself comparing your achievements to carefully curated highlight reels? You know that feeling, right? Let's cut through the noise and get real about how social media can affect our minds. Because, let's face it, scrolling through endless feeds of seemingly perfect lives can throw a wrench into our own self-perception. Firstly, the constant comparison game is a mental marathon we don't stand a chance in winning. We're bombarded with images that often present an unrealistic and filtered version of reality. Remember, folks, what you see online isn't always the whole story. People tend to showcase their best moments, not their struggles. Secondly, social media can fuel anxiety and negativity. Have you ever felt that pang of jealousy when a friend posts about their latest vacation? Or that wave of inadequacy when your newsfeed is filled with success stories? It's easy to fall into the trap of constantly comparing ourselves to others, which can leave us feeling anxious, inadequate, and even depressed. Thirdly, the fear of missing out or FOMO is a real monster lurking in the shadows of our social media feeds. The constant stream of updates about parties, events, and exciting experiences can make us feel like we're always playing catch-up. This relentless pressure to stay connected and involved can lead to exhaustion and stress. But hold on. Don't despair just yet. We're not saying you need to ditch social media altogether. Instead, let's equip ourselves with strategies to navigate it in a healthier way. Let me give you 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your mental well-being in the digital age. 1. Curate your feed intentionally. Follow accounts that inspire, uplift, and add value to your life. And follow those that trigger negativity or comparison. Think of your feed as a garden cultivated with positivity. 2. Limit your scrolling time. Set boundaries for yourself and stick to them. Instead of mindlessly scrolling for hours, dedicate specific time slots for social media use and fill the rest of your day with activities that nourish your soul. 3. Remember, it's a highlight reel. Don't let curated images fool you into thinking everyone else has it figured out. Behind every perfect post is a real person with their own struggles and insecurities. 4. Focus on building genuine connections. Use social media as a tool to connect with loved ones and build meaningful relationships, rather than seeking validation from strangers. 5. Take regular breaks. Disconnect from the digital world and reconnect with yourself. Go for a walk in nature, read a book, or simply enjoy some quiet time away from screens. Now, let me tell you about Sarah. Sarah was struggling with social media anxiety. She'd constantly compare herself to others, feeling inadequate and envious of the seemingly perfect lives. The pressure to portray her own life as flawless online was taking a toll on her mental well-being. One day, she decided to take control. She unfollowed accounts that triggered negativity, started limiting her scrolling time, and focused on connecting with friends and family in real life. She also made a conscious effort to share authentic moments from her own life, embracing both the good and the bad. As a result, Sarah felt a significant shift. The constant comparisons faded, replaced by a sense of self-acceptance and genuine connection. She realized that social media could be a tool for good, but only if used consciously and intentionally. So, remember this. You are in charge of your online experience. Don't let social media dictate your self-worth or happiness. By being mindful of your usage, curating your feed with intention, and prioritizing real-life connections, you can reclaim your mental well-being and use social media as a force for good in your life. Let me leave you with this. You are awesome just the way you are. Don't let the digital world dim your sparkle. Remember to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words, and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Wake Up and Win. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.